Hello, people. Get ready. Once upon a time, there was a male and a feminine. Yeah, we're going back in time a bit here, guys. Bear with me. The man was looking for a healthy, young, fit feminine to bear his offspring. The feminine was looking for a man that was a good provider, ensuring that the child would have everything it needs. You see, there was nothing wrong in those sort of thoughts. Many, many, many years ago. And the man still today is looking for a young, fit, healthy femon. But the femon's brain has kind of got cross-wired a bit. Somewhere along the line, greed took over. And femons don't care if the person's a bad father or a good father, just as long as he has money. Oh, not really to spend on the child or the upbringing of the child, to spend on her, the femon. They have no qualms in using their children as pawns in divorce courts to get more alimony. In fact, they use their children as levers in all sorts of things to enhance her life, not theirs. And whereas you can understand the femon brain thousands and thousands of years ago, today the female brain is just basically selfish, self-centered. It's all about them. Maybe it's the food they're eating. But they all have become something nature never intended. And nature throughout time has always had a bit of a knack for winning. When something in nature is unsustainable, it can't last forever. We will now stand and sing hymn number 1642 from Solomon's Book of Life.
Strong and free, you men, come on, spend your life without femon. Mouth, mouth.
Catchy, isn't it?